And the member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, joins me now to talk about issues affecting our region. Welcome, Rebecca. Back in Canberra, I hear. How are you going?
I know. I am back in Canberra. Going well. There's a few protests out the front, but, you know, that's democracy for you. This is actually the last sitting week before the Parliament where both houses are sitting, so we really need to get a lot of work done.
Yeah, right. Yes, because it's a very big year, isn't it?
Well, it is. We'll have, next week we will continue to sit, but the Senate will have estimates, and then we have budget week because it's been brought forward, and then it's assumed that the Prime Minister will call the election. So my hope is, and obviously if I'm re-elected, that we actually sit for a lot of the weeks of the second half of the year because we really are missing out on a lot of work that needs to get done in the first half. So while we're here, we need to make sure that we get as much done as possible.
What are some priorities this week?
Well, right now we have the religious discrimination bill that will be up in my chamber. The first thing today, though, is the Prime Minister making a statement with respect to the issues that have happened in this place around misconduct many people would be aware of Brittany Higgins and her statements and her the allegations that were made around what happened to Brittany. So the Prime Minister will be making a statement, and that was really one of the first recommendations of the report by Kate Jenkins. So we will all be going down for that, and then from there we'll be moving into the religious discrimination bill, and it's a bit of a moving feast. We have it's not a conscience issue piece of legislation, which I find quite interesting. I would have thought, given the personal nature of this and the views that many members of Parliament will take directly from their community, it's very hard to sort of have a whole of party decision either side, whether government or in opposition. Fortunately, on the crossbench, every piece of legislation is effectively a conscience vote piece of legislation. So I'm looking very carefully at the bill. I have some real concerns around how it could potentially provide privilege to a person who is religious to discriminate against others. And we need to make sure that it's essentially a shield and not a sword.
Mm. Rebecca Sharkey is with me. She's in Canberra at the moment, the member for Mayo. I understand that you're keen to see some enhanced superannuation outcomes for Aussies.
Yes, so there's a couple of bills that are through the Parliament this week. One that was promised us some time ago, and that was removing that threshold that you had to earn at least $450 in a month in order to receive superannuation payments. So that will be going through our chamber this week, hopefully. We always have, you know, quite an ambitious list, and then only a couple of things get through. We may sit late, who knows. And the other piece of legislation that's going through that I think will be really important, particularly for people on the pension, is around providing greater protections for people who want to get a pensions loan scheme. So that's where people can borrow against the equity of their home. If they're over 65, I think is the age, and no longer working full-time, and they can then use that to bump up a pension or bump up perhaps other income that they get, perhaps from investments. So look, I think it's the protections around this will ensure that there's no negative equity guarantee. Essentially, it means that when their debt is settled, they don't have to repay more than the equity of their property. Now, I'm going to be using this speech to talk about this bill, which, you know, I support, but also to talk about the fact that I actually think we need to have some significant changes around the pension. And one of the things I'd like to see is that pensioners don't need to deal with Centrelink anymore. I think that they need a standalone older Australians government department that covers all of the issues that older Australians may need to contact the federal government for. Why don't we take out the idea of people who are on the age pension having to deal with Centrelink? It's a big part of our work in our office. A lot of it is online. A lot of people who are on the pension are not necessarily online. And I think we need to have a better system that caters for older Australians.
Before you go, Rebecca Sharkey, you have moved offices and some people are struggling to find you.
We have moved offices, and I've got to tell you, moving offices is harder than moving house. Everything that you pack up and box up is also heavy. So we've moved offices. We did that over the Christmas New Year break. The government has put us into basically right next to Service SA. So we're 2228 Hutchinson Street. So Zambrero's is effectively near us on one side with Beyond Bank, and then on the other side we have Service SA, which is keeping us very busy with Justice of the Peace requests. So always welcome to pop in, and my team is fantastic and very keen to help anyone with any federal government issues.
Great. And you've got two office locations, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We're still at Victor Harbour on Hindmarsh Road. Everybody knows that we're there. We're there Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That office is back open after the Christmas break. And we have our office in Mount Barker and, of course, up here in Canberra. So a moving feast.
Yeah, great. Well, looking forward to having a chat in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for your time today, Rebecca.
Thank you. Great to chat.